This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. Invading your ear holes. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
So the next time you go to the grocery store, you might want to look at your best.
Gotta go today.
You do? Well, dress up, look good, look real nice.
Let me go with you.
I went twice yesterday.
Did you?
Two different stores, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, coupons.
No, it's stuff I want from one and stuff I want from a different one.
Well, remember back in the day when your mom would drive $2 worth of gas to save 10 cents on something?
Oh, gosh,
no,
yes.
My mom never did that.
No? Mary had a portfolio of... This is before Coupon Mania and all those shows on TLC.
Uh-huh. Our groceries got handed to us out the window at Burger King.
Oh.
That's easy way to do it. Yeah, that is.
Save that one.
I'll make a note.
So now I'm telling you, you can go shopping for love. Nothing else works? Go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
I'm there like 3-4 times a week.
You hear about people meeting in the produce department, and maybe that's in some movies.
Tends to be where it is in movies, yeah.
Yeah, usually. But
I've seen that in movies.
According to a recent study, there are 3 spots where you're most likely to meet someone. Would be in the beer and wine aisle, the produce section, and the checkout line.
You come here often?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? Good. I'm not looking for an alcoholic. Thank you.
Yeah.
Next.
If you're looking to hit on like an older lady or a woman with like 3 kids screaming at her, yeah, have fun.
Uh-huh.
That's just what I observe at the grocery stores. And like, I'm the only young-ish person there without kids.
Right?
That's your deal breaker for sure, isn't it, Jim?
Absolutely.
You know,
so let's say that some kind of hot girl,
nothing against kids at all.
No, right? No, but let's say like a... For some reason, Maria Menounos popped into my head. I guess she hosts movie trailers now when you go to the movies.
And she likes wrestling.
Yeah. Okay. Maria Menounos connects with you on Twitter and says, hey, you know, listen to the show. I think we're... But I want to have a child with you.
Nope.
You would say no to that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we could talk.
She could be Maria Menounos.
We could talk. Oh. We could talk.
You heard her laugh, A. B, she crapped her pants at WrestleMania.
She did.
I thought that was an old wives' tale. Is that true?
No, she didn't.
I did that 2 weeks ago at the house. It's fine.
We've all done that. We did it all.
Everyone has done that, yes. Especially
cut your underwear off?
No, I was able to salvage them.
Oh, okay.
I was able to salvage them, yep. Mm-hmm.
That's why they have scissors on Swiss Army knives, so you can cut your underwear off to crap yourself.
Yeah.
True story.
Wouldn't it be easier just to pull them off of yourself?
I don't know. They told me that in Boy Scouts. You asked them.
Yeah.
Semantics.
You know.
If you must.
All right. We can talk about it and see what happens.
You would talk with her. So, again, it does go back to the hotness level of the woman.
Not this. Well, partially, yeah.
At least be honest.
As an unattractive man, yes.
Look at
you.
Come on. Own it. It's okay.
It's me.
But, no, it's more like I don't... My thing is I don't want to take part in having to go do the exchange at the fast food place parking lot on Friday or Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get in on that deal at all. Never have.
But you don't want to be in a relationship with someone who already has kids. But would you have one with someone? That's the real... Maria Menounos doesn't want you to take care of the one she had with some guy in Hollywood.
Potentially, though. I'm starting to get a little old for that at 34. Starting to get a little old to start that, you know?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I am. Really am. Really am.
You really are.
For these standards, because mm-hmm. everybody
I don't want to be like my dad. He had me. He was like, he was 9 days from 46 when I was born.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's a little old. I mean,
you want to retire young.
Not that it's too old if you're in good health, but he was in poor health when he had me at 46.
Yeah.
You know, so he wasn't around all that long.
Yeah, you got to be careful. All right, so according to this research, 32% of the people say they found at least one person who's gone out on a date with someone they met at a store. And 46% of us say that they flirted with someone while buying groceries. I mean, I've had people come up to me at grocery stores, but it's usually
you will have anyone. You're a woman. Uh-huh. You're a woman that is very attractive, very well known around town. Don't roll your eyes. You're in a movie. so that, but you should be right. Like everywhere you go, I imagine you get eyes and winks and
I get people saying things to me like, "Where's Fat Boy?" When I'm picking up,
he's over the meats,
complimenting you.
When I'm picking up cucumbers, where's Fat Boy? Heck, I don't know.
He's wherever the samples are.
Or somebody randomly comes up to me and tells me a blonde joke at a grocery store, which I don't get that. Why this old man did that to me, and he thought it was funny, and it was a drive-by, and he just left me.
He was flirting with you.
Okay. That's
it wasn't a blonde joke. He was asking about carpet and drapes,
Paige. Was he now? Or, you know, it just always weird. But I heard a story about a woman who approached a man in the checkout aisle.
Yeah. She approaching him to check out, or?
Yeah. And then she followed him to his car and asked him if he wanted a blank. So women are bolder than the men these days. Isn't that crazy?
So someone we work with?
No, a friend of mine told me
that
story.
The Me Too thing, I mean, women should be bolder than the men to some extent,
right? If you see a guy, I mean, if you want it, just go for it. I don't know how he's going to react. I mean, hopefully it's...
That's the thing. If you see a dude, understand that, yes, he will. Yes, he does. Yes, he's interested. So it's kind of on you to let him know if you're interested,
right? Unless you have kids.
Yeah, then, no.
Yeah. It ain't going to blank itself, is it?
So, I mean, if I'm not... I mean... You would assume if you approach someone at the store, then it would be about blanking, or I don't know. I mean, if I thought somebody was nice, what should I go up to them and say? Look, you're nice. Do you want to just be friends and meet?
When you go to a business setting or one of these, you know, all these, you know, those little meetings we have to go to where you meet clients and stuff like that, you go up and just say a pleasantry to them if you want to like network. Mm-hmm. Why not just do that with a person, a dude? Yeah. Like, if I saw a girl that I wanted to flirt with at the grocery store, you know, I'd maybe find something to compliment her on that maybe most guys wouldn't. Like, I'd say, that's a nice purse.
Nice mustache.
I would say, I love those heels.
Yeah.
Now,
they'd look good under my bed.
This doesn't count if you're walking around, like, grocery shopping at the big box store, because I walk
around
there.
Nobody wears high heels there.
Well, no. I walk around there. I'm the only dude with a smile on my face. I'm the only person in there who seems happy to be there.
Right. I love the store. But you know what? I've had someone flirt with me at church, and I didn't realize he was flirting because he came up to me and goes, "Man, I'm feeling a little buzzed after, you know, communion."
He was a man?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it
and
was,
he was talking to you?
Was there a hole in the offering plate?
He was flirting.
He was flirting.
I'm sorry.
Like, what was that all about? I go, "Yeah, you better not drive." So we were just kind of...
If he's a man and he's talking to you, odds are he's flirting.
I never saw him in church again, but I thought it was kind of cute. That was good, but... All right, so I'm learning something. If they speak to you, they want something.
Not necessarily. And we can't paint this picture that guys are just animals.
Right. See, I didn't want to read him the wrong way. I thought maybe he was just funny. Funny man. Ha, ha, ha.
I think it depends. So if you respond like back to that, and then if he further you know comes in with a retort, then you can maybe say
then,
it's flirting.
Then if he says, "Would you like to have more alcohol and go out with me?" That would be different. But then we just kind of...
I saw an older woman coming out of Ingles the other day. It was real cold that day. She's like, "Oh, it's cold." I was like, "I know, I could cut glass with these nipples." And I was not flirting with her.
That was it. Okay. So, see,
it's just pleasantries.
Like, you got to be nice to people. You can't just go stranger danger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay.
Well, plus, she had grandkids, so I wouldn't have. Right, Jimmy?
Like, get away.
What about she has grandkids? Is that out as well?
You
they know, start young, you know.
The kids are, you know, reasonably grown. That's a different story.
All right, as long as they're out of the house.
Okay. Well, Disney, they're looking into doing it. They're all about those live-action remake movies now. You know, and this one, I'm not sure I like this idea, but they're thinking about doing a treatment to a live action with the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is, that's kind of something
that's a cult classic.
Touch anything Tim Burton. Just leave it alone. You know, that's just my own personal opinion.
Well, he's put up on some kind of pedestal I don't understand. But well, that's such good. Those fans, I think, would not want that to be messed with.
Uh-uh.
Well, I don't because... All these live-action remakes of stuff completely miss the point of whatever they're remaking. And it sucks to try to watch it because it's just like a trash version of something that is a good story.
Yeah.
And you just completely miss the point, Jon Favreau.
I would like to see Cliff Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. Oh, but that's not possible.
No, not anymore.
No, not.
I wish.
Ward Burton's.
Nightmare.
Both the night before Christmas. All through the house.
That will bottle a whole.
So Disney, they already have a... people are saying it's a potential nightmare with Will Smith's genie because fans didn't like the genie with Will Smith. What does it do with that?
Did you see any of it? Okay. So I there's no new jokes. Everything, like with Twitter and stuff, everything's instantly taken. I saw that. And in my mind, I said, you know, with all the various talks about this and that, I was like, somebody, you know, because up in Kentucky, there's people who have blue skin because of something in the, you know, those people. They do. They're blue-skinned people in Kentucky. I'm not kidding. They look like Smurfs.
Uh-huh. That, like, one professor turned himself blue. He looked like Beast from X-Men.
I was like, this is going to turn into a thing. They're going to say, you can't go in blue face Will Smith.
Come on.
And then guess what?
Yes.
A couple hours later, I look, and it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing, but the Blue Man Group is asking for an apology. And it's tongue-in-cheek, but it's funny as hell. And I was like, I thought that this would turn into something.
The genie looks exactly like Will Smith, but blue.
But blue.
Mitch Hedberg was onto something, talking about the purple people.
What about it? What, I don't remember. What did he say?
It's just a joke. It's like, purple people, we will survive. Yeah. Now there's blue people?
No, there's always been. I mean, not always, but
I smell of conspiracy
Google it.
Mystery.
Yeah. I believe it was on Unsolved Mysteries.
Is it the color that people dislike so much that he's blue, or what is the whole thing that
I think that it's messing with something that people think of in great reverence to their childhood, and even it's not even their childhood anymore, it's their kids' childhood.
Yeah,
like I made a Wizards of Waverly Place joke to Grace the other day, and she's like, I was like, what?
Failure.
That's one of the shows I loved watching with you.
How dare you?
Should have talked about Big Chungus. Got on her
Selena
level.
Gomez. I predicted her rise and fall.
Yeah, look at her now.
Look at it. Well, yeah.
Oh, I know. All right. So,
maybe Aladdin will be good. I don't know. If Jon Favreau is not involved, it might have a chance.
You hate him. Yeah.
Well, it's just that the ones he's done have not been that good. You know, like the Lion King remake, when you compare it to the cartoon, it just looked kind of drab.
Yeah.
Like the coloring and all, it just looked kind of drab. It wasn't as pretty, man. Yeah. I want a pretty cartoon.
And for me, the live-action Jungle Book was such a disappointment.
It was
one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. I was like, ugh.
Cartoon Jungle Book is still one of my all-time favorites ever of all time, and it always will be. It's so great. So perfect.
So I'll just...
Except for those birds.
Pretend the live-action thing never existed.
You know, well, no, I mean, it exists.
Not ruin it for me. No.
And then when they die, they'll do hologram versions of it.
Right. Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer to The Lion King?
Uh-uh.
Tells his wife he'll be home at 8. Shows up at 9. That's all it was.
It's the Lion King.
That's all he's
going to
get.
I didn't see the subtitles. Hold on. Let me turn the subtitles.
We just got.
All right, now I got it.
We just got new mics. Make sure that one.
You blame it on the mics.
Yeah, right?
Bless. Suck, fatty.
Oh, boy. Do I have time for another story, fat boy?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So, you know.
He said that and didn't even look at a clock.
Oh, boy. I don't want to mess you up because this is something I want to talk about. Valentine's Day is upon us. And some people, when they get married, they drink a massive amount of alcohol on their wedding night. So I was lucky enough that I was somewhat drunk, but not sick drunk. Thank goodness.
Thank God.
So we were able to consummate. But... according to the masses, we have some research for you. The most popular places to eat when you're hungover. So we're talking about Friday morning when you need to go eat something.
Yeah.
And you feel like, you know, you've licked the bottom of a desert. So here you go.
You need ice cream and a 9 shoe, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been there. I know how it feels. So if you're feeling like you have a nasty hangover, here's the places that you should go. At number 4, Denny's.
You said if you have a nasty hang low, go these places.
Yeah.
Hangover. That's not
hangover.
Denny's will help you.
Denny's? Okay.
Yeah. Because
greasy stuff, they say, is good.
You know, sometimes you need a good meal to soak up that alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
Third place, Taco Bell. That could be iffy. With the spice and stuff on your stomach when you're...
It ain't the spice, trust me.
It's not. All right.
The fire sauce.
The spice is fine.
All right. Second place, IHOP. Get some pancakes.
Yeah.
All right.
Unless it's a Saturday night, because, you know, a lot of people go there before church on Sunday, and you don't want to go out to Sunday morning breakfast hungover and, like, unwashed with a bunch of people who are on their way to church, because you'll just feel really terrible about yourself in that environment. You don't need any more of that.
No.
That's why we do brunch. Yes. Wait for all the church people to get into church, and then we go eat breakfast.
And you go with all the people that are still drinking from right before.
At least you know after 10 o'clock you may not throw up in public. That's what I wait for. And then you can have all you can drink mimosas afterwards.
Right.
All right, so this is the number one answer. And there really should be some kind of documentary done on what people see at this
place. Don't you give Netflix any more
ideas. I'm not going to do that. The number one answer is Waffle House.
Well, yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm the opposite. Hungover, that's where I go when I'm still.
That's where you go before you go home.
Before, it's like a before and after. Yeah. Endearing.
You go there before you go. You can go home. That way you wake up feeling good the next day.
So you can get extra ice water, get some food in your belly, and then you're not going to be so evilly. Just violently ill in the morning.
I want a coffee. I want a water. I want a Texas bacon cheese steak melt. I want them hash browns smothered, covered, and peppered.
Pecan waffle, ham, egg, and cheese on toast. No man.
So you won't be.
We all have our order, man. We all know what we want.
It hasn't
changed
in forever.
That will keep you from praying to the throne and saying, "I'll never drink again in the morning." I've been there. It's awful. But you don't want to do that right after Valentine's.
Plumbers probably will hate this and probably think I'm a fool, but I don't ever throw up in my toilet. I do it in the sink.
Gosh.
Oh yeah, it's probably not as good.
Well, so be it.
Big pipe.
I'm throwing up. Liquor. It's probably gonna help clean it out.
You ever had the you know, you don't get the Texas bacon cheesesteak? I figured you'd get that. That seems like right up your alley.
Well, no, I don't.
You should try it.
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
There's several places in town I've went to for like since high school that I still get the same exact thing because I know it's good.
Change it. No. Try something besides the Deuces Wild too.
No. You're making me hungry. Stop talking dirty to me. All right, well, I'm Paige, and there's your ice cream.
Thank you, Paige. Smothered and covered.
Yeah.
Diced and choked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bring it.
I'm, of course, referring to numerous nuptials.
Yes, you are.
We're doing a big mass wedding. Like, literally 50 couples are getting married on... we're doing two shows on Thursday, on Valentine's Day. There's some controversy with that and a cake. And this show. And I've gotten... Don't worry. Yeah, there's going to be a meeting today at 10:30, but not about this. You know what I'm saying?
Look, it'll probably cover this.
Well, it'll probably cover this. But anyway, management standing by us on this.
They're doing
a
good job.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job. Man.
So we'll tell you all about that and get your point of view and all that and much, much more next. Rise Guys, everybody.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
It is good. Rise Guys Morning Show. Morning to you. It is 8:33. Fat Boy Rejoin Week.
Yeah.
A glimpse into your head.
We don't play this one enough. And it was in. I didn't have to put it in the system.
I like it.
Yeah, Fatty said, I love Nine Lives. I threw it in.
All right. Let's stay on pace with all this stuff. I'll tell you how this all started. First of all, Valentine's Day is Thursday. If you're not aware yet, we've told you plenty of ways to solve that situation if you haven't yet. But I don't know what annual number this is, but we've been doing numerous nuptials for many years. It's a mass wedding. It allows folks who are getting married for the first time or even those who want to, how would you say, renew their wedding vows?
Either way.
Okay.
Get married for the first time or renew your vows. Either one. Either
that's
one
how you would say it.
Yeah, that's exactly how you'd say it. Good job, Matthew.
Nailed it.
Did a good job.
We're doing it again.
Doing plenty of bad jobs.
Oh, boy. Tell me about it. This year, we're going to be doing it, which is great. I love this. We're going to be doing it in Traveler's Rest, which is where I live now.
Yeah.
At Southwind Ranch.
It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful place.
We're doing this mass wedding. And, you know, we've been doing it for many years, and it's going to be great. Well, without getting into too much, you've heard about all the controversy down at the library in Simpsonville, where they were going to have drag queen story time for kids, where they were going to have drag queens come in and basically just read to kids, which is already a service the library offered, I think. I imagine volunteers could just volunteer to do it, I guess with a background check or whatever. I don't even know if they would do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, volunteer to read to kids. Well, then the whole uproar happened of not in my library. This goes against blah, blah, blah. So on 2/5/19, which was a week ago today, I tweeted, in lieu of all the controversy, how would everybody feel about a drag queen Facebook fussing on the Rise Guys?
How would you feel about it?
Dude, I mean, there was several naysayers, but the majority of people were like, that would be freaking epic, radio gold, do it, do it, do it.
It's a funny thing. Drag queens in their element.
I know.
It's going to be the best thing ever. It was going to regular Facebook fussing, right, with us, but then the affordability of having extra lines with more people in here and queens, no less.
Yeah.
You know, drag queens. In full regalia and the whole deal. And we would be on Facebook Live.
In full drag.
So, I go to Jimmy. And I say,
I know some drag queens.
You know some folks. You know some people. You've been to many of these shows. You rub elbows with these folks.
I've been to full-size ones, too.
Right. So, you have secured for us some drag queens.
Yes, yes.
That would be joining us in studio on Valentine's Day morning, the morning of numerous nuptials, to do drag Facebook fussing.
Yep.
Would we be in drag? Already a good text coming in, 72341. We've already done it.
Yeah, we've done it.
Paige has even been in drag before. Remember, Paige, we made you dress like a lumberjack that time?
She's a drag king.
We've done many drag bits. So this is for these queens.
Plus, we can't compete with like these.
God, no. That would be like Garth Brooks going to Major League Baseball spring training.
It'd be insulting
to
them.
It's a farce, right? So everything's on the up and up. We've got two drag queens. May we release their names, Jim?
Yeah, Miss Anya Mann and Miss Trisha Luss.
All right, let me write this down for Google purposes.
Yeah.
The first one again?
Anya Mann.
Beautiful name.
All right. And then?
Trisha Lust.
Trisha Lust. All right. Is she related to Kendra?
No. All right. But they could be.
Could be. All right. So, done and done, right?
Perfect.
People on Twitter were into it. We secured drag queens that were available to come in very early on a, Thursday morning.
Yeah.
And then?
If I didn't tell you that was a drag queen, you'd probably think she's pretty hot, right?
Which one is that?
That's Anya Mann.
Beautiful. Prettier than some women I've seen.
Uh-huh.
You know what? That Anya Mann looks like Adele's better-looking cousin.
Much.
Real pretty face. So anyway, let's get to the point of all this. Everybody seemed to be into it, lollygag, ha ha ha. So we're doing, again, follow the timeline here. We're doing that on Valentine's Day morning. With not any correlation to Valentine's Day, just because we do fussing on Thursdays. Everybody in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Nashville knows fussing, 7:30, Thursdays on The Rise, guys. All the time. So it just happened. Long story short, we've had a sponsor who will not even be alluded to in any way, shape, form, or fashion, because I don't want to have to deal with it, nor does management.
Well, yeah, obviously.
That has pulled out of a certain sponsorship deal related to numerous nuptials because we were going to have drag queens do Facebook fussing.
Yeah.
What?
I know. I part of me is like, can I be honest and tell you, like, truly, this is not reflected on the show or Intercom Greenville or the parent company or any of that stuff? Any of the stockholders? None of that. Sponsors? We're having a mass wedding. We're 50 people all at once are getting married. Like, the sanctity, right? I mean, it's still going to be nice. Southwind Ranch is beautiful. There's going to be, you know, flowers and food and live music. You should hear who Jimmy has got performing for us.
Yeah. We got the legendary, literally one of the, I mean, a hell of a talented vocalist. It's Aaron Langford from 7 Year Witch.
Oh, yeah.
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 So we got this whole great regalia planned, but it's still, right, it's a mass wedding. There's not a whole lot of sanctity there. Right? You know what I'm saying? There's not a whole lot of sanctity. I mean, it's not that it's a farce, but it's like it's a fun big thing, right?
50 couples at once.
It's not any more breaking down of the family than what this sponsor was good. Like, that's what it took for you to pull back as a sponsor?
Why is it always cake people?
I mean, what it took for you to, like, all the stuff we have done? Paige ate out nine shoe the other day. She did.
Oh, yeah.
His grass cutting shoe. She ate a Sunday out of it.
Do we have to keep bringing that up?
Paige was flogged and spanked by another lady in here. She was dominated.
Ms. Wild.
I've been tased. Fat Boy's been tased. Nines crawled on the bathroom floor for various things. What are some of the other things? I mean, I'm befuddled. I think you didn't have your ducks in a row. I think you didn't have the cake stuff ready.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what it was. You're like, oh, foot. I changed my mind on this. What's my out? Oh, I'll just say the drag fussing.
Cake for like 200 people. That's a lot of cake for like 200 people.
So? Shouldn't have, don't bite off more than you can chew. Baker?
That's just Fat Boy's piece.
Whoever it was. Like, I'm lost for any kind of, I mean, I'm sure P1s can sit here and text in zillions of, you know, over the top things we've done. But that's what did it? So they say, hey, whoever their, you know, account executive was, hey, we're not going to take part in numerous nuptials with the Rise Guys. Oh, what happened?
Well, you know.
We don't agree with the drag queen thing. What do you mean? Well, they're going to have drag queens come in and act and Facebook fussing. That's too much. That's too over the top. We don't want to be associated with that. It's like, it took that? I sound like Chris Rock right now, but it took that?
What about the time we wore dresses and makeup and wigs and stuff, though? They must not have known about that, huh?
What about when Fat Boy had to play basketball with wearing a thong with a Nerf basketball on his butt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shooting
yeah.
hoops into it.
It was much better when we had strippers play it.
Yeah.
What about when another guy wore his merkin on his head?
Right.
Oh, God.
And you ran heels. About that.
Different things, and that's what it took. It's just weird to me. Like, I'm not attacking anybody's beliefs or anything. I'm certainly not. But this is what I have to deal with. I live in this world where I was raised in church where, and I'll tell you, it was, I don't know the specific year, but it's the 1980s. Uh-huh. Poe Baptist Church, Poe Mill.
Uh-huh.
We had a womanless wedding as a fundraiser.
What?
I told you this before. My daddy was the bride.
I know, but I just tuned in for the first time.
Okay.
Ever.
So, yeah, it was a fundraiser for our church, a Southern Baptist church where it's a womanless wedding. We even had the guy that was playing the father of the bride that brought her in carried a shotgun into the fellowship hall because it was a shotgun wedding. You got the sense that, you know. And all these men were dressed as women, and it was fun. But it's the same time when they used to do gory haunted houses with church, too, and that was fun.
Boo.
But now it's like, no. And at the same time, you know, going back to the library thing, there's people who wanted to volunteer to do it. They wanted to go do it. I'm just lost in this world of not knowing. First of all, I don't go by societal standards. To a degree, you have to. But I'm befuddled by that. And also, we need somebody to help us out with the cake.
Yeah, right.
Because here we go. You can't just walk in Ingles Bakery and say, hey, guys, we need 50 sheet cakes for Valentine's Day.
I need a cake, Linda.
Oh, what happened? Oh, it's this thing we're doing on the radio. They didn't want to be involved with it anymore because men are going to be dressed as women and acting out funny things on Facebook. That's the crux of it all with me is that I can't believe that that's what it took. And I don't believe it. I think they just decided against it. They said, you know what? We're not going to have time to make all that damn cake.
Oh, my gosh.
And it pisses me the blank off.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
All right, it's 8:45, so I can read this and say this, too. Somebody said the whole scene is set around drugs, and they don't think we should necessarily read the kids either. This isn't a kid-friendly show. And I agree with that. It isn't a kid-friendly show, usually, a lot of times, especially Facebook Fuss and some of the stuff those people get into.
Right.
But...
That's why I like it.
Most of the drag queens I've known, if they were into anything, they were potheads. Do you have any idea how many teachers I've known who were potheads now that they're all in class right now? Do you have any idea?
Isn't it our time, Mr. Hand?
Do you have any idea how many school teachers I've known who were potheads?
Oh, yeah.
You'd be shocked. You would be amazed.
Well, why do you think they're so good at teaching ounces and pounds?
I feel like that's based on like Studio 54 and all that regalia, you know? I don't know. I'm shocked. I'm at a loss for words. Because there was like talk, like, oh, they're thinking about not doing this. Even then, I was like, well, you know what? If they're teetering, then kick them off the fence. I don't want anybody teetering on wanting to. I don't know if he's a sponsor. That's too over the edge.
Oh, boy.
Good Lord.
What about the business you could get? How about focus on that?
Well, certainly that point of view, but just like, God. Like, I feel like the guy who, you know, the whole wedding cake thing that time. Gosh, just like that, kind of. The guy who wouldn't make the gay wedding cake or whatever, you know, and that whole thing. But oh, it's yeah. Like, I'm shocked that's the thing. Don't you agree with me, though? We'll do a conspiracy mystery right now. They just were not prepared. Maybe. They didn't have enough ovens for all that cake.
Maybe they just didn't think it was going to be good enough for them, you know?
No.
They're too snooty.
No. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe these sponsors, group of whatever, said, okay, oh, the Rise guys, well, I'll start listening to them now. Mm-hmm. And then they see what they're... Okay, maybe that could be a valid point.
No, I don't know.
Oh, the Rise guy? Oh, they're number one with men and women in 1834 and 2554. Oh, okay, everybody. Oh, yeah, we'll be involved. And then they listen, and they're like, God bless. They're going to act out Facebook fussing with people dressed in an opposite sex? Oh God.
Well, I mean, we already do Facebook fussing, so if you're not offended by that, you shouldn't be offended by that.
I'm wearing mascara right now. Ha ha, you didn't even know, I told you.
Well, Ace and TJ have been 15 years, huh?
Yeah. We're going to take a break. I'm open to talking to some P1s about that just to see what the point of view is. Also, if there's any potential bakers out there in the P1 family want to help us out, we'd be pleased as punch to say your name a bunch of times on the radio and thank you for the cake.
If you aren't offended by the content of Facebook fussing, you shouldn't be offended by much in life.
I know, right?
That's true.
I've said worse.
Right? We put blanks in for all the bad words.
Yeah, but it's just the content of some of the things these people are going on about. I mean, some of it's ridiculous.
It's life. All right, we'll do your calls. Anything you want to talk about, that, anything, whatever, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093.
You stream, I stream. Rock at Work, a 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, the planet rocks.
Didn't go over there, did it? Holy Mosey. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:52. We're doing some open phones. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to P1. Is it Patron?
Yeah, that's him.
Patron, good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
How you doing, sir?
Doing well. Hey, everybody's got problems. Y'all have got a problem, but it isn't the illogical decision of a crappy sponsor. Your problem is you don't have cakes. And P1's got your back. So tell us what you need and where to bring them. We got this.
See, I thought that would be a fun idea. I mentioned that, and it was kind of not brushed off, but kind of laughed off. It's like, we should tell every P1 that would to make a cake, and then we have a table of all these, bless you, of all these beautiful cakes. But then,
exactly. But then
here's what 9 said to that, and it's a very valid point.
Yeah, we can't have people eating weed cakes unknowingly.
People would make weed cakes and not tell us.
They would.
I think they would, Patron.
Oh, can you imagine?
Or they'd make with them Mardi Gras cakes. Oh, did you eat the baby doll yet?
Oh, no.
They'd hide it in there, whatever they do. So,
well, fair enough. If you need us, we got you.
Thank you, Patron. Thank you, brother. What? Thank you very much.
Thanks, Patron. Love the idea. Just, you know, we kind of need to be.
I think it has to be from
source,
a commercial
right?
kitchen.
Yeah, verified source, I guess. It kind of hinges on that, probably.
They read that one.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Michael.
You got a lot of amateur culinary artists out there.
Yeah.
Well, I think when we said the thing about the no weed cakes, plus, you know, you'd have to worry about, like, I don't know. I mean, remember the time the P1 brought in the donuts,
gosh.
And it said for Fat Boy only. And Fat Boy can have all these donuts. And Matt, 9, you and Paige can't have any. Mm-hmm. And then Fat Boy eats 3 or 4 of them. We talk about it.
Yeah.
Then an hour later, Fat Boy gets an email containing a photo with that gentleman wearing the donuts on his pockets.
Now, hang on. He wasn't wearing that many at once.
There was 2 on there and 1 on top, kind of like a, you know, hat.
It might have been 2.
You know what kind of grinds my gears?
It wasn't 5 ringing at the
boobity 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 bop.
What kind of gets me, man, is like you can do on a show like this, we can do 50 things a week that you enjoy. And then we do one thing that you don't like. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, we're, you know, super left wing liberal scumbags. But no, we're kind of Switzerland in this. We're kind of apolitical for the most part, as far as what we do on this show. We like everybody.
Babbity boopy, babbity boopity, babbity babbity.
Hey, we'll have Republican congressmen in here talking to us.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have a problem with it. We'll happily talk to them. We'll have drag queens in here. I mean, we're kind of just whatever. I mean,
I'll tell you what I wanted to do at the beginning.
We like everybody.
The first thing I wanted to do is have the drag queens in unannounced. Like, they were, oh, we're just going to have in some folks to join us on this fussing. And then when everybody's like, yes, this is the best one ever, then we go live on Facebook. And then show, ooh, you liked it, but now you don't like it.
Yeah, oh, that would happen.
But now the cat's out of the bag.
All right.
No, there's no way. Well, you guys could just get the cake problem solved and just not do the drag fussing. Are you kidding me? The management's even behind us on this.
What?
I know.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of mean to the people that we invited on the show to say you can't come now because someone doesn't like you. That's disrespectful.
Well, no, I agree with that.
Yeah.
You're getting upset about this, Paige.
Well, no, I just don't want to hurt anybody's, you know me.
Yeah.
I mean, seem like really nice people, and I don't want to hurt them.
Yeah. Anya Mann and Trisha Lust will be joining us on the first ever drag Facebook fussing, and you'll be able to watch it live on fb.com/riseguys as it goes down, and it's going to be monumental. It's going to be a disruption.
They're going to be such better actors.
We'll be on stamps eventually, I think. They'll put us on a stamp of some kind of movie would be made, some kind of reality series, maybe a vignette, a cameo, something. We'll get our just due eventually.
I don't know, man.
No. Look.
We like everybody, all right? It's fine. Man, I've been to a bar where you, in the country.
Rocked them all.
Rednecks, every one of them. Talk about, like, redneck dudes who show up not knowing there's a drag show going on. They're like, man, I don't know about this. And then I swear, I've on my grave, I'm not dead yet, but still, cremate me, but on my urn.
Yeah.
I've seen these dudes that you would not expect to be into that at all. They got a dollar bill in their mouth. Tipping a drag queen.
But do you think maybe those guys are so drunk they don't realize that those are dudes?
No, they know what's going on.
They know
exactly what's going on. They just saw it.
Yeah.
Gave it a chance and realized, like, this is fun and silly.
It is silly. And
it's silly fun.
And I have learned a lot from watching those ladies move.
Yeah.
I mean, they're more women than I am, you know? In some ways, I mean, they're very feminine. Their curves are beyond believable.
I'm not going to sit here and agree with that, Paige. Now, you're a freaking fine, voluptuous woman. I love you.
Ladies, too.
Well, so if I can watch two dudes in underwear, like, tombstone pile drive each other, I mean, come on. Come on.
I've been to the bars for that.
They are stand-up 69, and they really are.
I mean, they are, dude.
Right, that's a good point.
In their underwear.
All right, so if you're sitting there like, we give us 4-5 minutes right here. We're going to come back and put a smile on your face. I promise you.
It ain't going to be that long.
4 minutes?
It ain't going to be that long.
Tell me exactly how long.
Maybe a little over 4.
Okay, perfect.
I don't like pulling it back too much.
Oh, I understand.
You tell too much about the business.
Get your dialing fingers ready if you want to go see Shinedown. Okay? Is that revealing too much?
I guess you can do
1-800-774-0093. We're going to do some winning right after this.
More rock, fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block smacks you between the ears starting at 10. Right after these Rise guys shut up.
93.3 The Planet Rock.
Now, this is